Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuzibandlela 2018 nguntungamili inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
bavele into leyi bayicatha kuyenza 2015 bethathela amazalukazi amabili namazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla asebenza nzima ebekhiphile bengakwanisi ukuzenzela.
Ukubandlululwa kwabantu ekwabiweni kokudla ngendaba zombusazwe kufike kusiphanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga e-MDCT alichumi lane alambileyo ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ekade iphiwa abebandla leZANU-PF kuphela.
Bavele into leyi bayicatha kuyenza 2015 bethathela amazalukazi amabili namazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla.
Impilakahle kamongameli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ivikwa isikusimo esibi kakhulu kwele South Africa lapho elatsha khona. Akwelinye icele ibandla lakhe libe lombuthano wokumthandazela eHarare. Kambe unkosikazi Grace Mkabe engaba engudokotela wezemfundo owamanga na izakhamizi zeHarare zithi kacutshungulwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukwabiwa kokudla kukhangelwa ukuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla kufike kusiphanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga ebandla le-MDCT alichumi lane ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 esetheswa icala lokutyontsha ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ebisabelwa abantu kulindawo izolo. Abasekeli be-MDCT laba bathi irayisi le ibimele yabelwe wonke umuntu kodwa ibinikwa amalunga eZANU-PF kuphela. Yikho nje besuke bahluthuna isaka. Amapolisa abakhulule ntambama njalo athi azababiza ngokuya kwesikhathi. Sixoxelo nkosazana Chithekile Khupe omunye wabasolwa laba ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe.
Bavele into leyi bayicatha kuyenza 2015 bethathela amazalukazi amabili namazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla asebenza nzima ebekhiphile bengakwanisi ukuzenzela kodwa sebeze benze kokuncedwa ngabanye abantu. So sasesivutha amasaka lana sadonsa isaka eli-1 kade singalidonseli ukuthi isaka leliyana silidle besilidonsela ukuthi sibazise ubuhlungu bayomangala indaba leyi ibe sihamba umhlaba wonke bekwazi ukuthi yiyo into abahlala beyenza.
Ahamba njani-ke icala leli?
Icala lethu kuthiwe lisamelele umemba ncharge uMananga Tuesday nedikazathi ndabesizi ngoba sithiye amafoni khona ngani.
Lathatha amabele lerayisi kumbe lathatha irayisi kuphela?
Thina sithethe isaka lerayisi izolo ekuseni mhlaka 25 imota ithe sifonisa amabele bavela batho bancitsha abantu abaningi bathi khona antsho lina abanye benu batshonta irayisi.
Unkosazana Chithekile Khupe ngomunye wabasekeli be-MDCT abake babotshwa namhla ebubi ku-Ward 4 besetheswa icala lokweba isaka lerayisi. Impilakahle kamongameli webandla le-MDCT ibikwa isikusimo esibi kwele South Africa lapho elatshwa khona umkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Iphephandaba le-News Day lithi uTswangirai usesehluleka khona ukukhuluma. Lokhu kwenzakala abenhlanganiso ye-MDC Veterans Activists Association kubandla le-MDCT benze umhlangano wokuthandazela uTswangirai. Kubika uMavis Gama.
amalunga lehlanganiso kanye labafundisi abavele kumabandla ehlukeneyo ezokholo lwesiKristu bekhokhelwa ngumfundisi Lawrence Berejena bebecula ingoma zokucela umdala ukuba angenele kwezokugula kukaTsvangirai. Umkhosi lo wenzelwe esigodlweni sebandla eHarvest House. Umfundisi Berejena utshele umsakazi ukuba bakubone kufanele baqhubele umthandazo ngoba kunguNkulunkulu kuphela olamandla okwelapha lokusilisa abagulayo. UBerejena uthi ngumsebenzi wamakholwa labafundisi ukuthandazela inkokheli elizweni ukuze balandele indlela yeBhayibhili. Wengeze esithi ilizwe likulesi simo nje kungoba iningi yenkokheli kwezokholo iphambuke kumsebenzi wayo wokukhokhela kikho konke okwenzakala elizweni okubalisa inkokheli yelizwe. Omunye wabakhokhele ekuqoqweni kwalombuthano ngunkosikazi Trainer Ruzidzo, yena ongunobhala enhlanganisweni yeVeterans Activist Association. Unkosikazi Ruzidzo ulandise phezu kwalomkhosi ngalombuthano.
Umbuthano okhona namhla ukhokhelwe ngamaveterans bathandazela upresident owe-MDC Part OMDC Alliance ongazi kahle sikhulekela ukuthi azwela.
UApostle Menas Moyo webandla lezokholo ele Wave of Grace Apostolic Mission eseHarare laye uphe imbono yakhe.
Namhlanje sithemba nokuthi uRichard Morgan Tsvangirai wadubeka nxa yelizwe leli eZimbabwe. Namhlanje sithemba nokuthi uzo achieve njalo uzo celebrate ubukhulu bakaNkulunkulu okuNkulunkulu esemsizile ezempolisini.
Umoyo uthi lokho abakwenzayo kusekelwa ngumbhalo ukuba babothandazela inkokheli zelizwe lalapho into zimi kuhle kakhulukazi nxa zimi manzonzo. Abanye babangenela umhlangano yenkokheli ye-MDCT ebalisa umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo umnumzana Morgan Komichi omela imfakose edalele ephalamende unkosikazi Paulina Mbariwa labanye kanye lamalunga emuli yakuTsvangirai ebalisa umfowabo uManase. Abafundisi abaze kulo mkhosi bona babalisa umfundisi Casbert Makore we-Adonai Ministries, umfundisi Watson Furai, umfundisi Muroiwa, umfundisi Douglas Mambure, u-Apostle Menas Moyo, uBishop Lovemore Sithole, uBishop White, kanye laye umfundisi Lawrence Berejena onguyena obekhokhela lomthandazo. UTsvangirai nguye njalo wakhethwa ukukhokhela umanyano wamabandla ayisikhombisa athiwa yi-MDC Alliance. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina balaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa kubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni. Phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-6:30 ntambama. Lilakho-ke usichuma kusukisela ngomvulo siyangolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave laku-short wave ku-4930 13860 15460 15580 laku-6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe-live talk kusukisela ngomvulo kusiyangolwesihlanu ngo-8 PM ntambama.
Amabandla ezombusazwe yasekhuthaze izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zivikele impumela yokhetho oluzayo ukwenqabela izehlakalo zokhetho luka-2008, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni obuqoqwe lugatsha lwezokhetho izekhi kobulawayo namhla ukuze lwazise uZulu ngelungelo lakhe lokungaphi omunye umuntu inombolo zamaphepha atshengisa ukuba umuntu ubhalisile kuluhlu lwabavoti. Umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Abednico Bebe utshela lumhlangano ukuthi abantu bengavumi ukhetho lusebiwa umongameli Mnangagwa ngendlela abenza ngayo ngomnyaka ka-2008. Evumelana lomnumzana Bebe, umgcini sihlalo wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi ibandla leZANU-PF lijwayele ukweba ukhetho ngendlela eziphansi njalo amanye amabandla engavumi ukuthi ukhetho ludluliselwe phambili kumbe kube lokuluphazamisayo.
Tina kuhlelo le BVR la ma election olokuthi khona izano cabinet minister kaMnangagwa ekhokhelwa nguMnangagwa eplana ubana ama election adluliswe ayephambili nge 3 years elandelayo asivumelani lalo sisekela iMDC la yethi khona ekuvumeli iready ukuthi iye kuma election.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma, umqeqeshi weGodlayo Community Development Trust, uthi ukhetho oluzayo lunika abantu ithuba lokuvota kuhle, kodwa sebesola uhlelo lwebandla elibusayo lokuthatha inombolo zamagwaliba abantu asebebhalise ukuvota.
Ukhetho oluzayo sibona ngani lunika abantu ithuba lokuthi bakhethe amabandla abafuna ukuvotela kumbe ukwasekela. Kodwa uhlupho sizwa kuthiwa kulabantu ababonakala befosa abantu ukuthi babanike ama voter registration slips bencindezela phansi ama serial numbers okuyikho okungekho emthethweni ngoba amapolisa aselethe umlayezo ukuthi ababonakala besiza njalo bareportwe ukuze babotshwe. Njalo sabona lezeki futhi qonqosela ukuthi bazenza njalo bareportwe ukuze babotshwe. Sibona ngani khonoko ukuthi bese kusibale kunjalo asazi ukuthi bakwenza lokho befunani bejongene. Kodwa sibona intonyaka kungapho sikunika ithuba abantu ukuthi bavote kuhle kungeladlame.
IZimbabwe iphakathi kohlelo lokubhalisa abantu ukuvota kusetshenziswa uhlelo lweBVR ukuze baphume loluhlu lwabantu abazavota. Sikhuluma nje inani lasebebhalise ukuvota seledlule kancane izigidi ezinhlanu, i5 million, loba nje bekukhangelelwe ukuthi kubhalise abantu abayizigidi eziyisikhombisa. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethembise ukuba abamazwe angentshonalanga bazeza bazohlola ukuqhutshwa kokhetho obesokungasenziwa kuminyaka edluleyo. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zithi uhulumende kumele akhangele udaba lwenkohlakalo ngeso lokhozi ngesikhathi abaphathintambo bakahulumende beveza sobala ukuthi balinotho enganani njalo lokhu bakwenze mgceke hathi ensitha njengalokhu okuthiwa bamele bakwenze. Kubika uBathabile Masuku.
Lokhu kuvele emhlanganweni obuqoqwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezigoqela e-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, le National Youth Development Trust lezinye ezimbalwa. Izakhamuzi zikhulume kabanzi ngobandlululo kanye lobugwelegwele obubulala umhlubulo weMandebeleni, bethi kufanele uhulumende achaze ukuthi abantu abaphiwa inyanga ezintathu ukubuyisela imali abayisusa elizweni besiyayigcina ngaphandle kwelizwe ngobani njalo balethe malini. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni lo umqondisi wenhlelo zenhlanganiso yeTransparency International Zimbabwe, unkosikazi Sibona Kuhle Ncube, uthi uZulu ufisa ukuthi uhulumende ahloniphe isisekelo sombuso kungakhethwa amasela abotshwayo, njalo kubotshwe ikakhulu amasela atshontsha imali lempahla eningi, hathi okuncane njengalokhu okwenzakalayo.
Kulesifiso sokuthi uma impela mpela uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi ubugwelebhwele kabufuni uyananzela ukuthi bulimaza njani impila kahle yoluntu lweZimbabwe, sicela ukuthi ayibambe iconstitution aqinise kube yikuthi umthetho ubanywa njengomthetho. Ukubotshwa kwabantu abalobugwelegwele, especially grand corruption, ingabi lenketha yabechabe.
Umqoqi wenhlelo ze-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, umnumzana Thulani Mswelanto, uthi injongo yomhlangano lo ngeyokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zenelise ukukhuluma imbono yazo mayelana lobugwelegele phambi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuze kuthathwe amanyathelo athizwe ngabo.
The meeting lessons namhla kobulawayo, it's one of the ekuqala senze ARR. I think the reason why sesi decided ukwenza ama meetings lawa ukuthi sibona abantu be complaina ukuthi uhulumende lo omutsha ubopha abantu abanye uyabashiya In fact, ababotshwa bangkhona ngabe faction le yena ekhishwa kaMgabe yayiyi-G4. So sokule ward ukuthi manga sisithi sifuna ukukhipha i-corruption. Then i-corruption yangkhona kumele ibe spread across all sectors and also include almost everyone.
UZulu usola kakhulu ukubotshwa kwamalunga ohlangothi olulodwa olwe-G40 kuZANU-PF olwalusekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kungela ngitsho oyedwa ohlangothi lwe-Lacoste olwalusekela uMnangagwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umongameli wakwele Melika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethule amazwi yakhe emhlanganweni wezamabhizimusi oweWorld Economic Forum eDavos kwele Switzerland, esithi ilizwe lakhe lilungele ukwenza amabhizimusi lamanye amazwe, kodwa uthe okweMelika yikho okuza kuqala. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
We cannot have free and open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal.
Ungeke kwabalo ukukhululeka kokuthengiselana nxa abantu besenza santando. Thina sisekela ukukhululeka kwezokuthengiselana. Kumele abantu basihloniphe ngalokho. Ukuthengiselana okungelanhlonipho kwenza ukuthi singaphilisani kahle. Ilizwe lweMelika kalisuze likhangele eceleni abantu besenza santando. Kusobala ukuthi bakhona abatshontsha okulotshwe ngabanye abantu lokunye okufanayo. Wonke lokhu kwenza ukuthi kungabi lokuthengiselana kahle emhlabeni wonke ejikelele. Lokhu kubhidliza amabhizimusi njalo kuphambanisa izisebenzi.
We will enforce our trade laws and restore integrity to our trading system. Only by insisting on fair and reciprocal trade can we create a system that works not just for the U.S., but for all nations. As I have said, the United States is prepared to negotiate mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements with all countries. This will include the countries in TPP, which are very important. We have agreements with several of them already. We would consider negotiating with the rest, either individually or perhaps as a group, if it is in the interests of all.
Lawa bekungamazwi kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump. Ulife Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokubamba abangela maphepha okuhlala okusemthethweni kwele South Africa, iOperation Fiela. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inkokheli yamazwe e-Afrika ithe kwaqa kwele Ethiopia lapho ehlaziya khona indaba esiphathelane lezwekazi le-Afrika phansi kwendikimba ethi ukuqeda udubo lwenkohlakalo. Umkhokheli webandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uzama ukususa umongameli Jacob Zuma esihlalweni, kodwa ufuna ukwenza lokho ngokuhlakanipha ukuze engacunuli abasekeli bakaZuma. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi kumele kuvuselelwe isiko ukuze iqembu leli livuke kwathu liqale njalo ukuphakamisa izicoco njengayizolo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ekhuluma lentathile izindaba zemidlalo okwaqala selokhu eqhatshwe kuba umqeqeqi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda uthe iqembu leli lendlela yalo elalilandela kudala lisadla amahabula okumele ivuselelwe ukuze liphakame njalo.
The idea is to try and get back to the correct path.
Icebo esisebenza ngalo yikuba iqembu leli libuyele endleleni eqondileyo. Siphendukise imikhuba lamasiko ethu njengeqembu leHighlanders eyokwenza izinto ngendlela ethile. Sikhangelele ikusasa yeqembu yikho sizama ukuqhuba uhlelo oluzakwenza ukuba imikhuba lamasiko eqembu kugcile impande ukuze yiloba ngubani ozaqhathwa ngemva kwami afike ehambe ngonyawo lunye.
Abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bakhalaze kakhulu emhlanganweni oqhutshwe ekuqaleni kwanyakenye. Bekhala ngokuba leli qembu kumele lisebenzise abadlali abasakhulayo njalo abakhulele kulo. UMadinda yena ovele ulendumela yokusebenza labafana abasacathulayo.
Iqhatshwe ukuba ngumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders ngaphiwa umlando wokulivuselela siphendukise insuku zakudala lapho elalichaya khona eziwayo. Akusoze kube lula kodwa kungumsebenzi wethu ukuphuma leqembu elizancintisa lenze abalandeli bebuye ngobuningi babo ukuzobukela enkundleni.
UMadinda yena othathe isikhundla yabesilomqeqeqi odabuka kwele Holland uErol Akbi usebenza ndawonye loMandla Mpofu kanye loMelusi Mabaleka Sibanda kuthi okhangela abafana nguvezi igama Dlodlo. Umqeqeqi wabo Nozinti akakazakali kodwa isiphathamandla seqembu leHighlanders uNhlanhla Dube uthe uza kuba khona ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Iqembu leBhoso selilensuku ezimbalwa liqalisiwe amalungiselelo alo alonyaka njalo iningi labafana abakhona ngabasakhulayo ngemva kokuba lehlukane labadlali asebekhulile abagoqela uThenda Ingulube, uAllen Katsikwa, uEric Mutsingwa, uRalph Matema kanye loSimon Munawa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sihamba leGabazi emculweni wejazz. UNdingo Jowa oyisizalwane sakwe leBotswana kodwa othandwa kakhulu emazweni achiyeneyo agoqela eZimbabwe ikakhulu esigabeni sePlumtree ngoba ehlabela ngolimi lwesikhalanga. UJowa uqale ukugxila impande njengomhlabeleli ntolontolo mpela ngeminyaka yabo 1970 ehlabela esontweni kwazo kuthi ngeminyaka yabo 2000 waseqala ke ukukhithiza amadlalate kuze kube lamhlanje selamadlalate ayisikhombisa. Abadala bathi umuntu okhona kakhulunyelwa njengedlozi. Nango uJowa.
NgimuNdingo Jowa ngizala eBotswana. Ngisihlabelisa lapha ngiyaziwa kakhulu khonapha eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eZimbabwe, eChina, Sweden laseGerman kingafika khona kodwa kaningi khonapha ekhaya kakhulu.
Uqalise nini ukuhlabela?
Ngaqala ngumfana omncane kakhulu ngangichaya okungama-drums lokuncane lokufana nama-gelon tins. Ngangathi ngangazwi ingoma yechaya semncane kakhulu ngizwi ingoma yechaya kuphela ngiyabeselami sengilandelela ngilokhu chaya njani njani. But kuthe insuku zokuzisiya ngabe sengiziyenzela lami okungama-makeshift guitars okwenziwa ngama-three wires lokhona okuyisebenzisa ama-tins. Ngabe sengilokhu ngichaya njani njani njani. Njenxa sengikhulule ngiqeda isikolo ngabe sengingena isontweni yokuthi ayi-Baptist Church khonapha abakungama-missionaries abezele-America. Ngifundisile ukuze ngisixhume ngitha kuzuka lapho abe lokhu ngihlabela ngihlabela kodwa nje lokhu ngihlabela usalukazi wangikhulisayo ugogo ubengathanda abantu abathi amagitara wayenxangenza ukungamagitara nxa ngivele kuyoluza ngithola izetshaya wawo ahlephuna ngalahlala phala laphaya ngasuka ngathi ngishabe umfazi ngithathe umfazi laye wayebengathanda ukuthi ngithaya amagitara icanga ukuthi ngenza suka ngishiya abantwana ngihamba la magatala ngasalokhu ngasananzela abantwana kodwa after some time ngama-2001 as i-title music very serious ngicalisa ukwenza i-album ukuthiwa Pondanyama. Iku lapha ngicalisa khona.
Pondanyama nanso ke ilingoma.
Nakalangawe endani kamanyangwa uno kumbila bulayine. Onani we bana benyu banolala bagasunga mabula. Onani we ngombe tapela mpalone bamba untito kumbila kumuli kumitovela to kumbila kumuli kumitovela to kumbila kumuli kumitovela.
Okwamanje uJowa uphakathi kokuqoqa idlalate lakhe lesishiyagalombili elizaphuma kumaviki ambalwa alandelayo.
Isihloko izayibizwa kuthiwa ngombe zilimbili kumbe titi ningawana ngombe zilimbili.
Ukhuluma ngani ke kuleyo ngo?
Mana nguzize mbichane uyezwa?
Yebo.
Akuyizwa ukuhamba njalo. Ningawana mbiyo yimane nangu.
Ukugqiba ingxoxo yethu umazibani ongathanda ukubatshiyela wona abantu abaseZimbabwe abakhona ngapho kwele Botswana ikakhulu ngendaba zamasiko kanye ledlalade lakho lele libuyayo.
Hayi mfutho lebalimgwe kalanga sigulebeta kasimisa tichikuze chinde pejugwi walozikwagwe vana bazivuti kubona kubudangai vanenda poya.
Ingwenya uNdingo Jowa ephuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi chalibeki. Tachilombe lokunyula Ndingo Jowa ehlabelake kamnandi egqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Yingwenya likhangeleke idlalate lakhe liyeza ekupheleni kwalinyanga lingakhuthwa. Ukuziqhiba esosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Impila kahle kamongameli webandla leMDC thi umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ibikwa ikusimo esibi kodwa yena uyakulandula lokhu. Wanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo uNtungamile Nkomo lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.